Just some kink-related question. Terms of endearment. Why do you like the ones you do, and how do they make you feel? I generally like when it's not during the time of sex. Like, I really like cuter names of terms of endearment, like babe, baby, kitten. Just things that are a little softer, and then when things start to get a little bit more playful or intentionally sexy, like I like a little bit harder names, like slut and little whore. Even kitten then would be really nice. It depends on what's going on, but those are generally the ones I like. They might tighten up or just ache or something like that. Why do you dislike the others? Harder ones that are more humiliated, generated. Just don't really do much for me, just because probably lack of confidence kind of thing. They just hit too close to home kind of thing or anything like that. But other than that, I'm not really sure what other ones there would be like. How do you think your preference makes others perceive you? I definitely think it suits kind of my personality. Though I never thought as soon as I got into a relationship that I would be okay with babe and baby and things like that, just because they always seem so stereotypical. But I definitely, I don't know if they, like, it's definitely, like, the ones I like being called in bed, like, whore and slut and stuff like that, really go towards my submissive side. It definitely perceives me very well. Regarding submission, do you have specific triggers? Something that helps you relax or give up control or get deeper into subspace? Something that pushes your mind? Probably the longer a session is, the deeper I go into subspace, definitely the more I get highly stimulated and stuff like that. Especially with orgasm denial, it makes me a lot more desperate and I think really pushes me more into subspace. I definitely would like to go more towards trying forced orgasms, just because sometimes I don't want to come, but not in a, like, a bad way, but just because, especially online stuff, I prefer kind of being told what to do than just doing it to please somebody. I would like to be told to do it to please somebody kind of thing. So the more orders there are, the more verbal commands, definitely pushes me a lot further. What's your take on the mental aspect of BDSM? Your dom getting into your head, good, bad, different, why? I think it can be good and bad, as long as it's kind of like a good dom that you have a very good relationship with. I don't think you can start off right off the back with getting into somebody's head, and especially if there's no aftercare or anything like that to go along with it. I don't have a ton of experience in this, so it's really hard for me to weigh in. But from what I've experienced so far, the more you know your dom and trust them, then it's kind of more okay for them to get in your head. If they try to do it right off the back, that just doesn't feel safe or comfortable to me. It should be a steady thing, mutual thing, and then slowly getting into it for whatever other reason. Okay, good, this wasn't that long. But I just, these are some good questions, and I don't know if I really answered them very well. So hopefully that worked and you enjoyed my input.